Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
7-1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are following the development that took place in Minneapolis. A couple hours ago, there was a shooting of a protester who, if you listen to what ICE has to say, and you might as well just hear it directly from them, this is the Homeland Security statement that about the incident today in Minneapolis between an ICE officer that shot and killed a protester. Here's the statement. Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement, and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries. This is the direct consequence of constant attacks and demonization of our officers by sanctuary politicians who fuel and encourage rampant assaults on our law enforcement, who are facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats. This is an evolving situation, and we will give the public more information as soon as it becomes possible. In addition to this, we went to live coverage of Mayor Jacob Frey there in Minneapolis, a poster child for gross woke. He is the Gavin Newsom of mayors, I think. When anytime Jacob Frey is on the scene, like the George Floyd situation, the riots that were taking place in Minneapolis, Jacob Frey was always there on the wrong side of history.
You know what, though? He almost seems worse at it than Gavin Newsom.
I think that's because it's just a smaller stage.
Maybe so. It's like he's
super eager.
Is trying really hard to get your attention. Yeah. Gavin Newsom kind of has your attention because he runs California. Just by default,
Gavin Newsom is like, he lives his life to get your attention so he can tell you to hold on a minute.
I've never heard that put so well.
Thank you. It's just the way it is. You know, like, when someone introduces themselves to you, sometimes it's like, oh, it's so nice for you to meet me. Hey, Gav. Gavvy Gav, if you ask.
Who wouldn't mind taking a little bit of that?
Nicki Minaj.
You know? I like that swagger.
In a way, you kind of already do, right? There's just a hint of irony behind the way you present it. You don't believe... I was going to use a crude analogy there.
Go ahead.
Had to do with the stench. I can't do it. I'm a lady.
Maybe we move past just having a hint of it to... people think that about me.
You like
I'm okay
smell.
With that. You're talking about
these. I'm not talking. Don't do it. Don't. We're there. We're backing away. We're not head first into.
Austin Powers' character would say this often. Scottish character. Overweight.
Scottish character.
I can't even say his name.
I know you can. Let's get Jacob Frey on here. I'm sure he'll let it rip.
He'll say, yeah. Who's your favorite Austin Powers character? Mr. Frey.
So here, I don't like the crossover of the disdain I have for Jacob Frey, or if I refer to him as Mr. Frey, people are going to be like, what's going on with them? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Jared. I'm talking about the other J-Dog in Minneapolis.
Does that J-Dog ever acknowledge that he had to beat a Somalian to win?
Are you talking about Jared? No, I don't think he knows that. Teaching history in middle school right now, going, what are we doing?
What?
What are we talking about? Oh, you mean the mayor?
He's the mayor of Minneapolis. He calls himself like the champion of the Somalian people. He goes to all these events, yeah. And he had to beat a Somalian person to get that title.
You know, we talked about Mamdani in the 1 o'clock hour. I don't want to talk about Mamdani. I want to pretend it's not happening because right now it's not happening to me, and I have enough on my plate. Communism can take a seat. Somebody should send him that clip. But then you have like the Jacob Fry, mayor of Minneapolis, who just this past week or weekend was doing the cheesiest dance on a stage where there were a bunch of Somali flags waving. And I see the story and it's taking over social media for its moment, its 15 minutes of fame. And I see that and I go, no, I'm not covering it. I'm not talking about it. Mamdani is hiring every communist he can find to advise him in his role as mayor. He's downgraded the police commissioner, kept the same woman on, but downgraded the police commissioner to no longer have the, like, we're going to partner keeping the city safe. We're going to do this together. Now it's like you can get in line behind sanitation, essentially. And I see this stuff and I'm like, no, you know what? New York City, you figure it out and report back what you've learned for the rest of us. I'm not going to take up all of the time of people in St. Charles, Missouri with your communist mayor ways. I'm just not going to do it. Same thing with you, Mayor Fry. And these idiots keep making the news.
Annie.
It's my name. Don't wear it out.
You know what happens
laugh like Pee-wee Herman.
When conservatives like us say, you know what I want to do? You go do your thing, and I'll just live my life.
Sound like a libertarian.
That's what we've done for a long time. Is
a libertarian.
We go, you know what? We just want to be left alone. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go do your thing over there, and we'll be left alone, and everybody will be happy.
Yeah, until you have a communist mayor.
It never happens because they don't stop. You have to push back. You have to call it out for what it is, because guess what?
Fine, get Mamdani on the show.
If it's in New York right now, and it's in L.A. right now, eventually it's going to be in Chicago. And it's already basically in Chicago. And so what happens then? Well, then it's coming to St. Louis, and then it's coming to Collinsville, and then it's coming to St. Charles.
You know who would approve the happy fun club for self-esteem?
Mamdani.
Darn right he would.
He's got my vote then.
You know what? That's what it was. It was McCarthyism.
You think?
Yeah, they were like, we can't do that here.
You think it was a holdover of McCarthyism from the 50s into my high school in the late 90s?
Yeah, Mr. Randall didn't know what he was doing. Mr. Randall is somewhere going.
He's getting brought into this. What?
She just called me a communist.
No, he's probably calling Ryan a communist. He's going, you know, Ryan, in 1998, I didn't know you were going to be a conservative talk show host. And that this would come back up.
Let's just throw some fun in your background. Let's just put a skeleton or two in the closet.
Right.
Remember when you tried to further communism? No, sir, I don't. Hey, I have
it
a
was not communism.
I told you that I have an exercise for you. And I told you, it's okay. It doesn't involve physical activity.
Good, because I hate cardio.
Cardio for your fingers.
As you know, I'm a weightlifter, not a cardio guy.
Yes, we're all weightlifters to some extent. Go to Google. And do you ever like Google a word and then the word thesaurus or dictionary just to like see? Like, I want to know what their definition of this word is.
I usually will do that when and write synonym.
Okay.
I want to know.
Well, I want you to Google, because I think that we're really doing a disservice to the colorfulness of our coverage of fraud. Because I was trying to put today on the YouTube live chat poll, is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? I have to sum that down for the YouTube thumbnail every day. And I have it as Minnesota Vice. How do you like that? Kind of like Minnesota Nice, but Vice. So I looked up the definition of Vice and I'm like, yeah, that fits. I'll put it up there. There are about 42 people who see that thumbnail that I work really hard on. But I put my heart and soul into that sucker every day. But I was trying to see if there was maybe some alliteration, that there was a good word for fraud that started with an M. And then when I typed in Minnesota thesaurus, which is what this exercise is going to be, look at the great words in the thesaurus for the word fraud. I think we really need to expand our vocabulary on how we discuss fraud because everyone's talking about it right now, I thought maybe this could be our lane. And I thought especially Ryan Wiggins. You got some examples there?
Oh, man.
Right?
Well, the thing is,
it's almost old-timey.
What's amazing is I've been thinking the exact same thing as what you just said, is that we keep referring to it as waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yes.
And it just becomes
wallpaper.
A thing. It's just wallpaper.
Yes.
You don't think about the fact that it's billions of dollars.
We could fix this for the country. We could fix the debt. Because now we're not going to call it fraud. We're going to call it, pick your favorite.
Minnesota subterfuge.
That's a good one. That seems serious.
Now, that's not, there's no alliteration. If I had to do alliteration, the only ones in here would be Minnesota monkey shines. Minnesota monkey business.
Monkey business.
They're pretty close.
So go through and list, give me some of the other ones.
Minnesota scam.
Isn't skullduggery or something in there?
Skullduggery is definitely in there.
Who says that word anymore? That would cut through?
Hanky-panky seems to imply other things.
Not necessarily. I don't think hanky-panky is in and of itself sexual in nature.
Flim-flam.
There you go! But doesn't that make a lot of people who maybe haven't been interested? You know, if you're somebody who knows the phrase waste, fraud, and abuse, you know big balls at Doge.
Oh, I got it.
Here it is.
Figured it out. This is the title that we give all of Minnesota fraud now. The Twin City Treachery.
Treachery! That's what it is. These aren't wrong. We have to expand our vocabulary for the people and the future of the country.
Gosh, there's a lot of really good ones. You're right.
Malarkey. Doug suggests malarkey.
Ripoff. Con. Swizzle. Swindle.
Swizzle is swindle, but in 1997.
Diddle. I don't think that. Now we're getting into some words that imply other things.
Mm.
Baby oil. No, I just made that one up.
Stop it.
Hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Charlatans. Racketeers. Fraudsters, swindlers, and mountebanks.
What?
Mountebanks.
I see this and I thought, I'm like, you ever written something so long you're like, nobody will ever get to the bottom. Let's throw some fun stuff in here.
Yeah, there's some down there.
That's what the thesaurus has.
It's great.
Yeah.
Twin City Treachery is the name of this hour.
Twin City Treachery. It's bigger than that, though, but it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is outside of just the Twin Cities, but that's got to be where a lot of it's happening.
Is that the capital? No, Minnesota is, what's it?
Duluth? I don't know the capital. I never memorize my capital.
Is Duluth in Minnesota?
Yes.
It seems like a Montana thing. Duluth, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Minnesota.
Ethan! He's our Minnesota correspondent.
We can find out real fast.
So everybody in the chat knows. They're all like, you bunch of dummies. St. Paul, Minnesota. That's right.
Oh, so it is Twin Cities.
I'm very curious to know a lot of the comments and feedback on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Because the fraud is terrible. It's so big. It's, some might say, massive. And in its massivity...
Flim flam.
I'm just saying words now. Ooh, 216. Too early to be doing that. Mm. In its size and scope, this is what we know about. What have we not found yet? Minnesota's not the biggest state out there. Think about how big it's going to be. Illinois has Chicago as the third largest city in the country. And we're known for our corruption. I think it's one of our main exports.
I know that the guy's name escapes me, but Nick Shirley, who worked with the data guy, it was like,
he's not getting, this is case in point, and you're 100% right. That guy is not getting enough
credit.
Of the cred right now.
So Nick Shirley was the face, the YouTube, the young guy who kind of got all the credit. This older guy who had been doing this research mm-hmm. for a long, yeah. long time was the one who gave a lot of the data to Nick Shirley so that he could go around to each of these places. But it came from the
David Hawk.
Okay, David Hawk. I wouldn't have recognized his name even hearing it. But David Hawk...
It says David in quotation, so take that for
quote unquote David. I like when
good cover
somebody runs for office and there's names on the gas pump and it's like J quote unquote J Nixon.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh,
David
sorry,
should put his name
Jerome.
In the thesaurus and maybe pick a better.
Yeah, but anyway,
quotation name.
Right, like his name is something else, but he goes by quote unquote David. He has done so much research in this, and not just recently, not since this story has been breaking. He's been doing it for years. So he's got a lot of info on this. He said he thinks that this probably is in the range of more like $100 billion of fraud.
Yeah.
And again, I can't prove that. I'm just saying this guy does know what he's doing. He's been doing it for a long time, and that's his estimate.
He's got to be feeling so good right now to have poured so much energy into uncovering this, to know what you know, and all you're doing is trying to get someone to pay attention.
Yeah, and for the right reasons.
Right.
You're uncovering fraud / subterfuge.
Well, flim flam. Is Minnesota the state with the worst...
Flim flam shenanigans. Monkey shines.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Ethan, Sports and Local. It's my life. Oh, so right. My Dixieland
delight. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
Sports and Local.
Ethan Berger with an extra side of Eve.
Yum. That
My
sounds good right now.
Burger.
I was hoping it'd have a little extra cheese.
Well, if it was Ryan's segment, it certainly would. But on chop. Gotcha.
I don't know that you did. Neither
I
one
think
of
I
you.
Did. All right.
Although I did call myself very, very fat earlier in the show. And I'm not.
Is this where we're all supposed to be like, oh, Ryan, you're not fat.
Ryan.
Everybody was
skinny
like.
Skinny queen. Get out of here.
I think he'd rather be fat.
Than be a skinny queen.
Dang, right.
Not what I was expecting to be called today. Hey, what's up, skinny queen?
But now you're kind of feeling good about yourself.
Now I'm gout. Gotta go with it.
No, I did check this. Kind of feeling light right now, but you know. Well.
A little pep in my step.
Things could be interesting for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yay!
Hold on. For the St. Louis Cardinals broadcasts this upcoming year.
Why, are you doing them?
Yay.
No, I am not doing them as far as I know. But
surprise!
You know what, Ethan, we could do for
breaking
you.
Breaking news, I am not broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals
what
this year.
What if we just did play-by-play, I know this is like probably illegal, but play-by-play in color for the Cardinals day games instead of doing the show, Ethan and Ryan.
That
we
would
just
be illegal.
The TV.
It would also be competitors with our
you know what,
sister
though?
Station.
Nobody
we can
would
do
be
it
listening.
For a day. What are they going to do?
It'd be a reason it'd only be a day.
Just every time I go to you guys, you just, let's check in with the game.
And there's a shot to write.
And that happened.
Boy, according to reports from The Athletic and St. Louis Business Journal, the company that operates FanDuel Sports Network, which is called Main Street Sports Group, they recently missed an expected media rights payment to the Cardinals. This happened last month. Local media rights make up a significant portion of the revenue for MLB teams, and the missed payment could potentially push the Cardinals to explore broadcast opportunities elsewhere. According to Evan Drellich, Katie Wu of The Athletic, the Cardinals have been recently negotiating with Main Street and will need to decide whether to remain with FanDuel under another reworked deal or eventually leave the network altogether. So the other option, if the Cardinals were to move on from FanDuel Sports Network, would include Major League Baseball likely becoming their broadcast partner. So it would be a similar situation to what the San Diego Padres, the Arizona Diamondbacks, a couple of other professional sports teams have done, where they've just partnered up with the Professional Sports League. And games are broadcast and presented in a direct-to-consumer streaming option through MLB TV. So there's a legitimate chance this happens for the Cardinals either this year or next year.
In your sports acumen, can you tell me, that is this like delinquent taxes on a house. Like, if I came along and I paid the FanDuel payment, would I own the broadcast rights?
I can't. I cannot.
Man,
say
I'm only listening to half of this,
certainty.
But I'm going to go with no.
I cannot say with certainty that
hold judgment.
You would all
I
of a
hear
sudden,
it from Ethan.
Oh, I'm not. Well, I am judging. Go on.
Can't say with certainty that you would have full control and ownership of what goes on the Cardinals TV broadcast if you were to pay the December payment.
But you're not saying no.
I'm not saying no, because maybe. I can't 100% confirm it. But this is an estimated, a high estimated percentage says that it is likely
That's
not.
That's a shame. That's yeah. a shame.
An educated guess. How about that?
I'd hire you. Just because really? I wouldn't want to do all the games.
Oh, okay.
I'd want to do some of the games, though. I just want to like come and go as I please.
Okay.
Have a little glass of scotch and walk in and be like, hey,
the skippers. Luxury, the freedom to be there if you want to be there.
And get the players' names all wrong. You know, okay. Hey, there's Skippy Schumacher.
That was right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he's not.
You got that right.
Again, it's only like... half listening, but my apologies to Skip Schumacher.
But I'd be calling other players his name.
Oh, okay,
I'd
gotcha.
Call all of them Skippy.
I'm following. Got it.
Hey,
thank
Skippy
you.
Again.
Wu is reporting that the Cardinals are financially prepared to hand their rights to MLB and will broadcast all 162 games next year, regardless of their TV partner. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how exactly Cardinal games will be broadcasted in the near future. Okay.
Is it still going to look the same for the consumer at the end of the day, do you think? Because, you know, I went to YouTube TV because YouTube TV had two things when it first launched here. Well, three things. It cost $35 a month.
Boy, has that changed.
And it had Fox News and other news channels and the Cardinals.
That has also changed.
Cardinals gone.
Mm-hmm.
And my bill is now $120 now. Oh, I have HBO Max added to it. But and 4K TV, but I think the base is at least $85. And it doesn't have the Cardinals or the Blues. So you get the standalone thing or whatever. Like, what is the best way to consume sports? Because I always look at it this way. You know, if you're gonna pay, what is Netflix right now? I don't have it right now. 18, 20?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
If you're gonna pay $20 a month, to me, one night at the movies, if I take my whole family, is over $100 to go to the movies. So if I buy Netflix for 1 month, would that replace one night at the movies? Absolutely, and then some. I just only subscribe to one thing at a time. But sports is different. I want all the Cardinals games. I want all the Blues games. So, you know, what could they charge? What would it be worth it to me? But it needs to be easy to consume. It needs to be every game. Obviously, the MLB thing and all the blackouts and stuff is wild. Like, what is the best solution for consumers?
I wish that I had an answer to that. The unfortunate thing right now, and you said it with sports, is so many different networks, so many different streaming outlets are covering games now. I mean, and this isn't just baseball. It's all sports. NBC is going to be taking over some the Sunday night baseball games this year, so they won't be on ESPN anymore. They'll be on Peacock. There's games on Fox that you have to have, you know, if you don't have cable or YouTube TV, that you have to have a special subscription to watch. You know, football carries games on Prime TV. I mean, it goes on and on. There's Netflix has the games on Christmas. So the answer is having an option to where you can have, maybe there's a sporting package eventually that you could put together specifically for these outlets. I am thinking in fantasy land where everyone is willing to work together to package up a deal like that, but unfortunately it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
The streaming for a second. Do you remember when, you know, we used to have cable boxes? Before cable boxes, you had antennas. Like, I remember that. I remember when cable came in, and then I remember when satellite came in. It was like, okay. But when streaming came in, I was like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know. Like, I hear you talking about internet getting me access to TV. I don't know how to make that happen on my TV because I didn't have a smart TV at the time. Then you find out, oh, you can plug in a Roku. Well, how does that work? We're all past that. While that was happening and being established, streaming was very affordable. and a huge, wonderful, great solution. But I think streaming is now exactly where cable was when people were looking for an alternative.
Yeah. The fantasy land option that Ethan's talking about, I'd grab that package with both hands.
You mean just being able to have, like, you know,
are you
gonna
make a
specific package, or are you trying to be silly?
Phrase
right now?
That you just said there, the like, I'd like to smell that right now. One when you said, shut up.
Oh, no.
I'd like to grab that package by with both hands. Can you do a remix of that?
Now you've said it twice, so yeah.
No, not of me saying it. You jerk.
Oh. Oh well, I guess tune into the Annie Fry Show tomorrow at 2:30.
I was baited, and I'm pissed about it.
Oh, these are great. Keep giving me these drops.
I have nothing to say.
Ethan, back to your package.
Brad?
Back to my what?
Not a chance. You guys made this bed. You lay in it. Figure it out.
That's not helping.
Yeah, that'll be in the remix, too.
Can this be, please, not an on-the-air thing? Please don't do this on the air. I'll just scream the whole time you're doing it so nobody can replicate it.
Well, then we're going to put you in.
One more time,
some other
Ethan.
Space.
You have one more. You
space,
have one more story.
Hear
you
done. Scream.
Yes, I have another story.
One
Saint,
more.
St. Louis Mardi Gras season officially kicked off last night.
Who's
Woo!
Excited?
Me, Beads.
Who's excited for real?
Me, Beads.
I bet Ryan gets a lot of beads.
No way.
Yeah, from the store, and it's the dollar store. And then he gets arrested.
Kicked off last night with 12th Night, a celebration that marks the beginning of weeks of festivities leading up to the Grand Parade weekend in February. For those that don't know, St. Louis is the second largest Mardi Gras celebration in the country behind just New Orleans. So,
never been to one.
I haven't either. And I don't really have much
have
interest
in any
either.
Desire in
it's
going.
Usually crappy weather. It's usually cold out. That's only part of the reason that I have
did
zero
it one
interest.
Time.
It's a bunch of I just don't have interest in being around people.
I would rather be in jail than if you were gonna
Mardi Gras.
If I did something criminal and they were like jail or Mardi Gras, I'm going, put me in the cell.
There is a bunch of events that are gonna
happy
be
happy for you people who love it. That ain't me.
There's going to be a bunch of events leading up to Mardi Gras that are going to be going on around the city, and some of these do sound kind of fun. On January 31st, there's going to be a Cajun cook-off at Anheuser-Busch. On the 7th of February, a 5K run for your beads. February 7th and 8th, Taste of Soulard. This one sounds the most interesting to me. On February 8th, Purina Pet Parade and Tino's Vodka Wiener Dog Derby.
All right.
Anyone else want to go to a Wiener Dog Derby with me?
That sounds
Ryan?
Like fun.
And then the Marty, the mayor's
to keep your
Mardi
audio
Gras
clean
ball
for the remix
on the 13th. So a lot of events coming up in January, February for Mardi Gras.
All right. Did you guys look at the sheet that I sent you today? The show notes sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the fun category?
Mm-hmm.
I said don't read and spoil it.
I didn't.
Did you? We got it, Ryan. You didn't read it even. There are a few stories on here, and one of them is a little colorful.
Uh-oh.
On the break.
A little flim-flammy?
No.
A little oily?
No. Well, I don't think so. Well, we can get into it. Do you know who Matt Khalil is? He's an athlete, I think.
No.
Heard the name. Seen the story.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
There's a story out there right now. His ex-wife is suing him. No, he's suing his ex-wife. Do you know this story, Ethan?
I saw something about it.
Okay. We're going to get into it a little bit. I've got questions. Ryan is so bored. He just yawned.
He won't be in 2 minutes.
The biggest yawn he has ever yawned in his life. Compliments to the chef.
Favorite topic.
We'll be right back. But this won't
work now. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
So I got an apartment. All right. So we got to do a little story here. Now, I'm telling you, I've been paying attention to Google Trends a little bit because I want to talk about some things outside of the norm. You know, what are people talking about? And Matt Khalil came up. Ethan, can you give us just like a wee bit of background on Matt Khalil.
I will gladly give a wee bit of information on Matt Khalil. Played in the NFL for the Minnesota Vikings. Carolina Panthers. Houston Texans. He was a very he was a very good player. Was drafted fourth overall in 2012. Had a good career in the NFL.
So, a known athlete. Well, yesterday he made Page Six, which is, that's the New York Times, right? Isn't it Page Six?
New York Post.
New York Post?
I think.
And it's basically the Hollywood gossip, the entertainment section at the forefront. Page Six is obviously something that is, especially in the world of print, when print was king, Page Six was really where it was at. If it made Page Six, that was a big deal. All right. Three of the four people in the studio know what the story is. Ryan is the one who doesn't. So you,
I know nothing about it.
So I wanted you to know who Matt Khalil was. Page Six reports, ex-NFL pro Matt Khalil sues ex-wife Haley for saying his size.
Groin.
Pause for effect. End it. We're going to keep this PG, but like 1980s PG.
Oh, okay. So rated R.
Yeah. It's actually worse than now.
Finding out the hard way, folks, as a parent. Ex-NFL pro Matt Khalil sues ex-wife Haley for saying his size ended their marriage.
Wow, that's got to be a tough size one way or the other.
So you would think that an ex-wife coming out here and making this known that, you know, our marriage really ended because size. Because, you know, some people will say it matters.
Did she say which direction?
Mm-hmm.
So Khalil is out there. This is the report. Matt Khalil suing his ex-wife. I knew that this story would be me talking and you three goons just giggling the entire time. Is suing his ex-wife, Haley Bailey.
Haley Bailey.
That's not even real. For her viral comments about his size. The influencer claimed that the former NFL pros...
Ramalama.
Strength of schedule. Was the biggest factor in their 2022 divorce during an appearance on Twitch in November 2025. Folks, he had a great strength of schedule.
Sue's on the positive.
Well, not apparently. It ended their marriage. Matt Khalil is out here suing it, and I am...
Wait a minute.
Is this something... I'm calling this
what
a little...
What was that?
This is a little sus. Is this guy... I'm not so sure. I'm asking you men. In our 1984 PG show... If this guy is like, yeah, I'm going to Page Six and I'm going to sue her for saying that I played too strong of a strength of schedule, because now we're talking about it and everybody's talking about it. He says he's embarrassed. And so he's making it a lawsuit, which is obviously making it a bigger deal. So more people are going to talk about it. Now more people are talking about, from what I understand, the strongest schedule played.
Why would you divorce him?
I'll explain it to you off-air.
Please do.
I'm not. It's not happening. Ethan?
Oh, God.
Does this guy want this talked about more?
You know, I have to imagine that, well, you know, you could see it both ways. You could see a side of this where, you know, there is a reason for... great pride.
Tell us what it looks like from both angles.
There's reason for great pride, and he wants the world to know.
Does he?
There is a world in which that's the case. There's also a world in which he is, I don't think he is remarried. Maybe he does not want this to hurt his chances of remarrying. Mm-hmm. And he thinks
he
that it is.
He is remarried.
He is remarried.
Yeah. The influencer claimed, so his ex-wife... influencer claimed that the former NFL pro's size was, and Page Six puts this part in quotes, the biggest factor in their 2022 divorce.
Mm.
Khalil's lawsuit filed Tuesday, obtained by TMZ, claimed Bailey's, quote, degrading and deeply personal comments subjected him to, quote, unwanted attention and invasion commentary from the public.
Oh, I bet his Instagram was
blowing
up.
I just don't understand any of this. It doesn't make any sense.
You need pictures?
What I've been told is girls like that. So why would she leave him?
Well, I don't know. I didn't listen to the original because I didn't want to know that much. I'm just wondering, if you put it into a lawsuit, that's going to elevate the story. And I've just never heard of, and you know, maybe I don't know Matt Khalil. Maybe he's a great, upstanding guy, and he is truly embarrassed. And he wants, but Page Six is all out here going, well, he was embarrassed about his strength of schedule.
That's a great way.
And
to
now
put
it was like the top 10 trending stories on Google. I'm like, I don't know if this is having the effect you wanted, bro.
The amazing part.
No, it's having the effect he wanted.
It's the Streisand effect.
That's the question.
This man played in
is
the
NFL. Is he going to win a lawsuit and spread the word?
He played in the NFL for what, 8 years? And in one day, none of that even, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, it's
yeah,
nowhere.
Yeah, the only thing you'll ever remember about it.
Hard-earned, phenomenal career. And now it's the second most important story of his
I
life.
I have another question, gentlemen. If the problem in the situation would be the other way, would he have sued?
I have another question.
No, you're going to answer? Because we'd be talking about that, and I don't think he would.
I don't have any.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Brad. You
yes,
answer this question because I wouldn't know.
No, it wouldn't have been on Page Six.
Ethan can answer this question, too. I can't because I don't know.
Why can I answer it and not you?
Don't infer things, guys. Stop it. What's going on?
That specific question.
What's the other question? One more question before we
go. The last question is, if you died and that's the thing that people knew the most about you.
I think this one is not for me.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
You like answer
what?
Your
they
own question.
Put it on your headstone or something?
You answer your own question and then we'll go to break, Ryan.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I'm okay with that.
We'll have to make up some stories.
Although it's a little weird if I'm like 95 years old and people are like, well, though.
He had that going for him.
Bang, bang.
That schedule was strong. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Ethan, come back.
Ethan, you put the song in. You had to have known this is your segment.
Yeah, I have to. I got a question about Stranger Things. Did you watch? Have you seen any Stranger Things, Ryan?
I've seen it all now.
You saw the whole thing?
Yeah, I've finished it.
Brad?
Oh, yeah, seen the whole thing.
I haven't. I'm maybe in season 3, season 4. It got a little too scary for us to have on the house with all Fries present. So
That's fair.
Does this include Jacob Fry? Is he too scared to watch it?
Yes, he is afraid of us.
Got it.
Not related to Jacob Fry that I know of, married into the family. He is not one of us. I'm probably confident he would say we are not one of them. Anyway, so we've watched, my son really wants to catch up and watch it, but we got to like send everybody to bed in order to have it on in the house. So yes, I know the Stranger Things finale happened. People were going to watch it in the theaters. I've heard people loving it and hating it, which is the way, that's what happens after every finale. People.com reports that Stranger Things is squashing fan theories about a bonus episode. Have you heard this?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
episodes now playing. That's what they said. Stranger Things is reminding fans that all episodes of the hit show are now playing. The Netflix show, which aired its finale December 31st, currently has TikTok and Instagram bios that read, "All episodes of Stranger Things are now playing," amid the viral Conformity Gate fan theory that another ending is on the way. Discuss.
I thought that Netflix had confirmed there is another episode, but it's just like a making of the season episode. That it's
B-roll in a documentary form.
Yeah, yeah, it's an excuse for people to hang on to their Netflix subscription.
Correct.
For
it's
another couple weeks.
Releasing on the 12th, I believe.
So there is another episode. It's just not the one that people were saying, oh, there's a bonus finale.
Yes, people were People were looking so much into the details in season five, small little things like, oh, this thing was one color in this scene, and the same thing was a different color in a scene later in the season. Things like that. To the point where...
Is that just a continuity problem?
They conjured it up and said that they think that they were foreshadowing that an alternate ending was going to occur in a surprise episode that was supposed to drop tonight.
Tonight?
This was called Conformity Gate. And yeah, people were, they saw there was a bunch of signs of like sevens everywhere.
January 7th.
To where people thought that it was going to be dropping tonight at 7 o'clock.
But really, it's 2027.
I love this stuff. I love fan theories when people dig in deep on these, especially mysterious shows.
Do you love it when Taylor Swift does it?
Does fan theories about Stranger Things?
Yes. That's exactly what I meant. Taylor Swift, like her, like she's always thinking in like 10 dimensions, and she's like her, the color of her nails means something. I can't do that. But yeah.
Oh, so she's actually
intentionally
those
dropping
breadcrumbs out there so that people will talk.
Breadcrumbs is a perfect way, and like that are years in advance. Like she's done things years ago that mean something for today.
Oh, man. I didn't know any of that about her.
Oh, yeah.
I actually respect that more about her because she's creating a lore.
Her fans know that she does that, so they watch her every move.
Oh, that's cool. I don't really care about
Taylor
Swift.
There might not be somebody, but there might not be anybody doing it better than she is.
That is so smart to do and so cool to do, because I don't care about the music and I don't care about all of the fandom.
Yeah.
But if that was somebody I liked, I would love that they were doing that.
It's bigger than a song.
It's very fun.
So it's people saying there's no extra episode. Do you believe that?
I don't think the Duffer Brothers have officially come out and said there is not going to be an episode 9 that will be coming out, but it's starting to show up in more places, like you just said. Who was that? Was that Netflix that put that out and said all episodes are out now?
Yeah.
They're starting to...
On their social media
pages. Starting to be things that are starting to come out a little more and more, but I think that they were probably... withholding from coming out and saying that because, I mean, it's not like the buzz that's being generated is bad for them.
Yeah, people said in their report, and by people I mean the publication, not just people. According to the Conformity Gate theory, the Stranger Things series finale was a fake episode, with the characters' endings being an illusion, and the real ending will be revealed in a secret 9th episode that will air on Wednesday, January 7th. That's exactly what you just said.
It would be pretty freaking awesome if
would
it
you,
I mean,
would
that
you,
would, be cool.
would be insane.
Would you love that?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to know details. A, we don't have time. B, I haven't seen it. Yes or no? Or did you like the season finale or the series finale, Ryan?
Okay, real quick.
Oh, we can't do it.
I liked it on watching it because I didn't care. Once I started thinking about it and talking to other people, I was like, yeah, there actually are quite a few problems.
Mm-hmm. You liked it or you didn't?
I'll say I did.
You weren't mad about it?
Yeah.
Ethan?
I liked it, but nostalgia, in my opinion, like kind of covered up some of the holes.
You liked it.
Agreed.
Yes.
You didn't hate it. You're not like losing sleep over it.
Correct.
This. Brad?
Yeah, I gave it like a 6 of 10. It's good. It's all right, but it's not as good as it could have been.
All right. So maybe the episode that dropped tonight will be better.
Hopefully.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I was talking to the Duffer Brothers.
Oh, the Duffer Brothers listen. Hi, Duffers.
Hey.
Hey, it's me, Ryan.
That was a lie. Other thing I wanted to get to before we wrap the show here and get to the 4-vote poll, because apparently the poll didn't work today. It's on me.
Which we just found
out. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to fix it. I don't know what Polygon is, but there are a lot of different places reporting on this. I'm picking this one. A major Star Wars power shift is upon us, but Dave Filoni has the force to pull it off. My understanding is one of the most... hated people by Brad Range is Kathleen Kennedy. I don't even know
Correct.
How to ask the question, but Star Wars might be changing. Brad?
Yeah, so Kathleen Kennedy isn't going to do and inject, quote-unquote, the message into Star Wars. That's, like, all she ever did, and she just changed it. And
what's the message?
The woke message, all that pushing all of that stuff. Instead of good storytelling, it was more important to get like the woke message out there to fight, quote unquote, fight the good fight, you know, and all this other stuff. And it turned out
the galaxy really run by lesbians?
Yeah, essentially
is
it ended.
Is that what Ahsoka showed?
No, it was the other one, the Acolyte, I think was the one of that. But
there we go.
She trashed that series, and hopefully Dave Filoni seems to be a person who really enjoys and knows the lore and can put it together.
Does he like a lot of people to like the product, or does he not care about that and he really just wants to indoctrinate people.
No, he likes the product. He loves the product. He wants people to love what he loves.
And so I was kind of secretly hoping. I don't know that this would. This is. I'm not going to come up with an idea to save Disney here. But I was really wondering if Jon Favreau would like to be the CEO of Disney.
Well, Mr. Favreau, since we know you're listening, also
not the political analyst.
Somebody Jon text Favreau. In, please, Favreau. Please text in the text line.
Smiling's my favorite. I think he would be good at it because he's so creative, but he has vision and direction. I just. That's probably the last thing he wants to do. He probably only wants to direct movies and to be like, heck no, I'm not doing that. But they are going to get a new CEO. And then Disney has like canned all of their DEI initiatives that have been such a plague upon that company for so long. Like a lot of companies, I think it's a good thing. Real quick around the room, is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Yes or no, Ryan?
No.
Brad?
No, Illinois.
Illinois, you think? What do you think?
California.
Yeah. I don't think Minnesota is the worst. I don't know which one is, but let's stick around and find out. The Mark Reardon Show next on 97.1 FM.